looking for a city. So look for a city. This will be, and this is the follow-up from the conclusion to last week. Okay. And I took just one verse from the life of Abram. It's Abram here, but you can call it Abraham. If you want to, you may, you can find two places. We're going to read some of the same scriptures that we read last week, and we'll be in Genesis 13 a lot, and also back in Hebrews 11 a lot, as well as some other verses as well. Hang on just a second. Let's try that. Okay. And as we look at this verse, what do we see this morning? Abram moved his tents and he went to live near the great trees of Mamre at Hebron, where he built an altar to the Lord. In this one verse, we see everything about Abram's life, about Abraham's life, that he lived in tents, that he did not, he went to live in a place, in a land. Mamre was the name of a man. This wasn't a city name, although a community developed there. But he went to live in a land that was not, an area that was not his own, and he put his tents there as well. And so as we looked at this, thank you. As we look at this, he lived as a pilgrim and as a sojourner. So he was traveling, and he built an altar to the Lord as well, as we see that. So this is the characteristic, this is the pattern of Abraham's life. We sometimes look at Abraham's life and we think, I could never be like this. But I want to encourage you this morning, brothers and sisters, you are like Abraham. Do you remember before you knew Jesus? Remember the life that you lived. Remember the circumstances of your life. And at some point, you heard the call of God in your spirit, in your heart. And you knew it was God, didn't you? You knew it was God. And what did God call you to do? Now, at the time you first heard it, it may have been something very simple, or Jesus, save me. It may have been something as simple as that. But you also know that as you have heard the call of the Lord in your heart, the Lord called you to do what? Leave what you knew, didn't he? Leave these things and come follow me to a place that I will show you. You didn't know everything when you began to follow God, did you? You knew some things, you had a call, you had a promise, but you didn't know everything. You are like Abraham. I am like Abraham. And we look at his life, and I want you to be not overwhelmed this morning. I want you to be encouraged this morning. I don't want you to sit here and say, yes, but look, God called him to give up Isaac, his son, his only son, the son that he loved, the son of promise. I could never do that. When God asks Abraham to do that, it is after Abraham has walked with God many, 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 many years. And some of us are younger in our Christian lives. And as you walk with God step by step and day by day, your faith will be the faith of Abraham. You will overcome. You will take giant steps and leaps of faith. You will be a faithful follower of God. You will be a friend of God in the same way that Abraham was. And actually, you're a friend of God right now. Amen? Amen. And so we see this about Abram. And as we look at this, so he lived in tents. As I said last week, so I just want to remind you again, before we think, well, that's not significant that he lived in tents. We know that it is significant because in the New Testament, it tells the writer to Hebrews tells us it's significant. What do we read? By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and went out to a place he was going to receive as an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he was.